Rashi and Pei Chesem of Aleph in the wide lines at the bottom, the end of the first line. So the more brings a discussion of what Rav Shimon referring to. So Rav Yirmiyah says he's going on the following. Nifras Shlava Fomov, she needs a shua, and that's Loishno the Mazoni, whether she's coming to collect Mazonis or Ksuba. So Mazoni, Ksuba, the husband's away, he divorced her, but Mazoni is Bola Bezin, it's a vast Mazonis, Minichse Babo, the husband went to Dinasayam. She needs support, and she wants to go ask Bezin to sell some of the property to give her her support. So she has to swear that the husband did not leave her any money for the purpose of the mezonos. He sent to get from Dinasiyam, and now she's collecting the ksuba, so she has to swear. So Shimon says on that they're not mashpia her. They're mashpia her for the ksuba. They're not mashpia her for which is not collected. Which is not collecting the ksuba, which means she's just getting mezonos. She doesn't have to swear. So this is the machlokes of Chanan, Choron, and the Chanan Gedolim. So a person went to Mizanayam, and she's asking for Mizanus. So she swears the Besav. Tishav al Besav. Which means, Kishetisalma no Tisgarish, Mitisaksuba, Tishrashla Ikum Beyodim Mishabalaklum. So when she's collecting the Ksuba, she has to swear that she has not kept anything of the husband's. But Betkila, Bepisak Mizanus, when she's collecting Mizanus, So she does not need to swear. And the Chumash, the Bnei Kanam Gedolim say, Tishra Tchila Ubesav. So where it says, so HaYorshin, the Shimon's rule was, as long as the, when she's asking the Ksuba, the Yorshin or Mashpia her, and if he's not asking for the Ksuba, the Yorshin or not Mashpia her. Some words is kima dafras and nifras shlo b'fon of koy my loshin yorshim kan reu kaim. We're discussing the case of the husband is dead. So in the case of the husband is alive, and at this point he's not here. So why is Rav Shimon saying that this is a issue of yorshim? Some words. What? Yoni says something? Okay. So the Moor says, no, so it's going on. I did. So that was Rashish's question. Rashish said it's going on the case of Halcha Mekeber Baalo. Misha said, Isha Shekasal Baalo, Neder Shua Enli, Velo Liyarshi, Liyarshai Alayach. He has no claim of making her swear, etc. And then she went to Mikaber Bala to Beis Avia, to Beis Chamia. So the Yarshim make her swear on Ha'osid Lovay. Now she needs to ask Acher Misa, that was she did any type of interaction with the Nechosim after the husband died. The husband has the right to forgo the shua on his property. It's not his property anymore. It belongs to the assignment. They can make a circuit in Apichopis based on the rule of Apichopis Knabishuas. Elanishbon Shalobitan is Barbie. These are the scenarios with Chomim allowed. Generated a chi of shua, even though the teveya is not a bori, and that's a case of hashutvin, barisin, rapichopin. So in all the scenarios, Tobiah says maybe he took something, he doesn't know. The Chumman recognizes this is a problem, and they were Mekhayev Shua. So that's the Tanakhama. Also Shimon the Meimer, Im Tivas Ksuvosa Yershin Mashbiyan Oiso, Shal Ikru Mishalahen, Lachem Isis Avihan Klum. If she's coming to collect the ksuba, we make her swear that she doesn't have the payment in some way or other. Even though she has the ksuba, maybe there was some way that she was able to get the property and put away some property for the ksuba. But if she's not asking for the ksuba yet, then Rav Shimon says she doesn't swear. Ena tabas ksuvasa, ena yorosh mashpiyan osa. But if she wasn't to bear the ksuba, then the Yerushim can't make her swear. Mishum shuvas apichopsis, based on the shuvah apichopsis. Why? The habilei apichopsis sheminu abi yusamim. But she's an apichopsis, which was given her position by the father. Mysteriously, and Shimon holds lo yishava, that an apichopsis, which is appointed by the father, doesn't swear. Kabashol. Like Abishol says, Chiluf at the word, the opposite of the Chachamim, Abishol holds. The Chachamim say if the father appointed him, he has to swear. If Bezan appointed him, he does not have to swear. Abishol says if the father appoints him, he does not have to swear. If Bezan appoints him, he does have to swear. Time of Farshberg gets in Meperk and he's talking. The more explains over there in the fifth parak in Masechtas Gittin. Rabbanan Sabri Minu Bezdin Lo Yishava. If Bezdin appoints the Abishopis, he doesn't swear. Deem came, because if we would make people appointed by Bezdin swear, Mimna Veloihavi Abishopis, he would refrain from doing the job. Hoyal B'chashinale, because we don't trust him, we suspect him. But if the father of the Yisamim appointed him to take over, take care of the children, we're not worried about the person refusing. Why do you love the Habile Hanomine Bechayev, Lahabi Mimni Le? If the father did not feel some type of debt of obligation to the other around. If the apotropis did not feel some type of obligation to the father, some type of positive interaction between the two of them, the father would not have chosen him. The father chose him because there was some type of relationship. So he'll do that because of the relationship. That's a chachamim. If he's appointed by the father, he might refrain because of the shuwa. Bezdin appoints him. Even though he knows that they're going to make him swear, he's not going to refrain. The chashivusa he legabei the mehemen lehu the beidin. Because the chashibus of being trusted by Bezdin overweighs the potential shua. Okay, so Achuzin and Rav Shimon Kabashol, Rabbanu the Rastis and Kerabonu. That was what Rav Sheshet said. So Abaya asked, "Hi." Is this situation that you're suggesting in the Mishnah? Would you apply the phrase Kol Zman? So Tibas Ksuvasa, but to me, Hoyel Rav Shimon Lekula, my Kol Zman. What does it mean, Kol Zman? It's saying only. The only time she swears is when she's collecting the ksuba. She doesn't swear on that apichopsis. It's not Kol Zman. Sounds like you come to remember. No, you thought she only swears in limited cases. She swears calls all the time. She's asking for a ksuba. It's the opposite over here. So what's that phrase? That's the wrong phrase. Im tabas mi boyle. Aber Cholzman Mash with the Shemar Latana Kamer the Potter the Mishua. I feel to ask Tzuvosa. The Cholzman is a type of a response. If he hears the Tana Kamer saying no Shua at all, even by case of Ksuba. Shimon says, no, calls man, as long as she has a tumor, you cannot relieve her. Elam Rabbiya. Rabbi says, go back in the following case. So Rashi Poli, Domer, Kazal and letter of Shua Ainli, I have no rights myself or my boy Yikayach against you or your boy Yikayach. But the poor determined is Shua. So Tanakama says that she doesn't have to swear even when she's collecting the assignment, because the father forwent the right to make her swear even for his yarshim. Also Shimon the Meimar, mehen mashpina. So no, as long as she's collecting the ksuba from the assignment, they can make her swear. Kavashol ben Ima Miriam Domer Liel. He says the rule which the Chachamim instituted, the person called to Yisrael, you have to swear, applies even to this woman, which the husband has forwent the right to a shua. Plig Rabban Aleid Abishol, Chachamim argue Shimon Kavashol, Shimon holds Kavashol that she has to swear. Rabban the Masisin Kerabban, the man of this mission, like the Rabban over there, she doesn't have to swear. Versus her papa said still. The Rabbi Shul says, as long as she has to work, so she has to swear. So that part I get. You explained it very nicely. Hotena calls Mansha Tubas. Also, Lafu gave me Rabbanan. Dharmi af Mishua Sajishtamim Petura. And Ifrash Lava Shua. Once the husband forwent the right to a Shua. That it even applies to this shua chomer misak and to collecting from your simon, and there's no shua. So she has to swear. That makes sense. But the Mishnah also said in Rav Shimon's name, a second sentence, v'imena tovas k'suvasa ena yorshim mashbi ena yorshim mashbi masal. So what's that about? Ena tovas k'suvasa. The maskana the milsa, the second half of Rav Shimon's statement. The Maitanya, what's it teaching us? Well, Fukimiman, what's it coming to argue about? So Rav Papa says, Lafukimidr Rabbi Elazar Umachlutai. It's coming against both Rabbi Elazar and his, the one who argues on him. Clemmer, Lord Tamar Shimon, Kasala Neder Shua Lachut Pligi. He's not only arguing on the case of where he made her this promise, that this commitment that he will not ask for a shua. He's not only arguing on that. Alakula milsa the rileazer b'nei machlutzei polig. A reisha v'seif. He's arguing on the reisha and the seif. Why? Shemino, he heard them. The kaber rileazer b'nei machlutzei polig. He can make her swear and shuas habichopya. Hechad loy pocha min a neder min a shua. If he'll shalom b'shas tviyas ksuba also. Not independent of the chiyuv ksuba. In pocha min a shua. And then the other extreme is if he gave away the right for the shua, then I feel a yarshim and mashpina, so then that he can bind his yarshim as well. So, A, if there's no promise, if he makes no promise, he has a right to ask for a shuas apichopis. If he makes a promise, that promise can work not only on himself, it could bind his yarshim as well, that the yarshim cannot make her swear. So the second half of the Mishnah says, if he says, I have no rights for my Yershim as well, so they also cannot make her swear. Also, Shimon the Meimer, Shimon says, I disagree with both statements that you said. If she's asking for the ksuba, the yorsha maker swear, even though I feel kasala ned reshua ainly yorsha yalayach. So the father's statement does not bind the children. So they can make her swear. Good. Furthermore, the Yerushim cannot make her swear about the apichopsis, even if he loy pater min shua, even if he did not pater her. The lesser the rabbis of Achluz Amar Mashpia calls Manchi Yirtza. He doesn't accept that rule of Mashpia calls Manchi Yirtza. So he's arguing on all points of the Mishnah. Okay. Zok the Mishnah. Heitzia get veini moksuva. So the woman brings the fact that she's divorced, but she doesn't have her ksufa. So gaiba ksuvasa, she can still collect the ksufa. The Gemara is going to grapple. What's the case? He let him argue. He paid already. So the Moor is going to introduce to us. There's a concept. There were certain places they didn't actually write a ksuba, but they relied on the Tikkun Shel Chachamim. Tikkun Shel Chachamim is mechayev a certain amount of money, whether there's a ksuba, written ksuba or not. So they're not planning to add anything extra into the ksuba. They didn't necessarily write a ksuba. So in that type of place, since it was a chiyav bezdin, person does not believe to say parati gets a chiyav bezdin. So, okay, what's supposed to happen? The woman will collect multiple times, just keep going different bezin each time. So, we don't let the husband has a right to say, I'm not going to pay till I get a receipt. So now she's to bed again. He says, I paid. He says, okay, fine, prove it. Do you have a receipt or not? I have a receipt. But he says, if he has no receipt, he has to pay. Okay, so then she collects. Let's say ksuba veini maget. She brings out the ksuba, but she doesn't have the get. He marries Ovad Giti. I lost the get. Who I'm Oban Shavri. I lost my receipt. So he argued that she used her get to collect a different bezdin, and I paid. I got a receipt, and the bezdin took the get from her, because he shouldn't use the get to collect the second time, and torped the get and gave her a ksav bezin that she's divorced, which you cannot use to collect. So she's not pulling out her get because I paid already. Oh, you paid already, so where's your receipt? I lost it.
She still has ksuba. Why does she have the ksuba?
Good morning, Ralph.
He's arguing that he wrote her a ksuba, but since the Mishnah says that when a woman pulls out a get without the ksuba, she still can collect it. That she collected without the ksuba, and therefore I got a shervet to protect myself against that the circumstances of the woman pulling out the ksuba later on and paying, but I lost my shervet. She walked in the bezin and she said, I lost the ksuba, but here's my get.
Yeah, although before we said, we're talking about places where they didn't write ksuba. That's what you're doing with ksuba. It's a different case.
Well, we'll see in the Gemara. It said there are such. The language I said was there are places where they don't write a ksuba. That's how I said it. They didn't say we're talking about the case that case. Right now, the Mora is going to assume that the chetzila case was that they did write that we're talking about a case that they wrote a ksuba, and still we're going to put the burden, responsibility of keeping the receipt on the husband. Okay. Or the Baal Chayv comes in a case where Shemitah had occurred. He says, yeah, there was Shemitah, but I wrote a Prusable, so I want to collect. Tanakh comes and says, that she can't collect these individuals, the woman against the husband, or the Baal Chayv without the principal, cannot collect. There was Sakana, which means that the guy made a gzeira against Shmiras at keeping the Torah, so documents proving that they're keeping the Jewish way of life were not kept. So a simple financial document that he owes somebody money, that Reuben has a legal document that Shimon borrowed money from him, they have no problem with that. And there's this document called a Prusbul, which allows you to collect even though there's Shemitah. Oh, you're keeping the Jewish laws of Shemitah, etc. That they wouldn't keep. A get they wouldn't keep. So after it was delivered, they would destroy it. So in that situation, the Chachamim would have to allow the woman to collect the ksuba even though she doesn't have a get. It's a krashi. You see, get any maksuba. Ksachodaita b'meris oved shtar ksubasi. The first case, the Talmud case, the woman had a ksuba written, but she's claiming that she lost it. And still, the Mishnah says, go back ksubasa. B'riyachol litin parat ticha. The husband says back, I paid you already. You already returned the ksuba. Bikaratib, I destroyed it. That's what he's arguing. So, he loses. You can't say that. Why? The basic chiv ksuba is the chiv that the chachamim put on the person. And a person cannot claim parati against the chiyav bezdin. This is the source that the more brings the b'metzia that a tana achamar shabezdin lomer klum. A person makes a claim that he's relieved from his chiyav bezdin without bringing any documentation to that effect, a receipt, etc. Is that he cannot claim it against the chiyav bezdin lomer klum? It doesn't work. My timer, Kamaisa Bezin, command the Nokit Shtoradami. Chiyah, which Bezin puts on the person, has the same halachic weight as if the Teveya has a star. You're not believed to say Parati against the star. So you want to say Parati, you better make sure that you have a receipt. She says.
Even with that, I mean. So I guess the get, though, is necessary. They both agreed that
you should probably have a migul.
What?
You probably have a migul. And you could have denied the get.
Why?
So I believe him when he says he parati, because if he wanted to argue, he's just going to say he didn't divorce her yet.
Yeah, but then he would have others to you.
Right. If they both agreed to the get. I think we discussed this once. Reb Chaim Brisker says, Reb Chaim Brisker, he's medayik in the lashon of the Rambam. Reb Chaim al Shas, he's medayik in the lashon of the Rambam that simple reading, the reason why a person is not named to say parati against the star is because Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. We have an Ansahari that had the loiva paid the chayv, he would not have left the star in the hands of the Malva. The Malva says, it's not true, you do not pay, because if you paid, why do I have the star still? Shtar Chabiyadi, my boy. So it's a simple, right, that's how the more I use the Rishonim use that lashon a little bit, the more I use the lashon, he's medayik in the language of the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that that's not the reason why a person can't say parati against the shtar. He says, a shtar creates in itself, the shtar is embedded in the power of the shtar is the right to collect. So as long as he has a shtar, he's been given the right to collect. So parati, the Rambam's language says parati is not believed against the shtar, because that's what a shtar is about. A shtar is, I remember what used to call it, it's a gevia machine. It's a machine which has the power to collect. So it collects, that's what it does. So I claim parati, that's very nice, but the shtar's power is to collect. So he says that's why Tanakh Ramai is best and Lemar Klum, because it's lucky I have a shtar. But what does that mean? If the whole power of the shtar is built on the idea of shtar chabiyadi, my boy, which is impossible by Maaseh Bezdin when there's no shtar, so what does it mean that Maaseh Bezdin is the same thing, is equivalent to a shtar? If you learn that, we're saying that shtar is not just a practical question of proof based on the possession of the shtar, but rather that a shtar has in it an intrinsic power to collect, and the Teveya, by having that, has the power to collect. So then we can say, we understand that Maaseh Bezdin is given, when the person is given a chiyuv to collect through a Maaseh Bezdin, some which Bezdin generates as a chiyuv, they put into it an intrinsic right to collect. That's part of how Bezdin set up the chiyuv. So it makes sense to compare Maaseh Bezdin to a shtar. You also understand the opposite of the concept of which we had before of a shtar shenimchul shibudoi, a shtar which has been used. Reuben lent Shimon $1,000. Shimon comes to Shimon, Reuben, I need $1,000. It's okay, fine, I want a shtar. He writes up a shtar and gives Shimon $1,000. And our little Shimon says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't really need it. I'd rather not have the chayv. Here's your $1,000 back. Give me back my shtar. Good. A few hours later, still the same day, so the date is correct. He says, you know what? I realize I do need the money. Would you mind giving me the money? He says, no problem. He says, I want a shtar. He says, well, here's the shtar. All right. So here's the piece of paper. So the law doesn't work. That shtar doesn't have the power to collect. You can't use it. This shtar will not be able to collect from your assignment. So if shtar is just a piece of paper which makes a proof, if they're willing to use this as the proof, so the fact that they use it, you know, 17 times in one day, who cares? But if the point of a shtar is that it generates a excuse to collect money, which is intrinsic in the karach of the shtar, and it used it already, so its power was used. So you have no way to put into, so you need to generate the karach of shtar, which has the power to collect, on something which has been the, you know, it's flat soda. You have no way to empower it a second time. You'd have to write a new shtar, which gives that, the act of writing the shtar and giving over the shtar generates this new schus to collect, which the first one was used up already. So that's the concept of the shtar shenichol shibudoi.
How would you tell? I mean, if everybody keeps their mouth shut, how would you tell?
You can't. But if the lekeach finds out about it, he buys a piece of property, and now he comes from the kuchais. Lekeach says, "I'm sorry, this shtar was nimchus shibudoi. I'm not paying." So you're taking a chance.
So if he says that, can he just say that alone, or does he need to have Edom to that?
He probably needs to have Edom.
The reason I ask the question is because if you can say that alone, then it would seem to be the automatic statement at every time.
Yes and no. I don't think that necessarily the average Lekeach is aware that necessarily that's a valid option to say.
Well, not the first year, but where do we get around after a decade or a century?
Okay, I hear. No, I think we'd have to have Edus on it.
Why?
To say there was an infant Shibura. Okay. So Rashi, Obed Gitti. The woman says, Shloit takes him a law of Levis Suvasi, Ayodoi. I didn't use the get to collect. Kedan Grevik Suvasa. That when you pull out a get, she can collect. I didn't do that. And below Karu, Bezin. It wasn't the Bezin took it, allowed me to collect with it, and then the Bezin tore it up that I shouldn't use to collect the second time. It gave me some type of documentation that I had received to get. Hello, Ben Menon, I just lost it.
So, let me clarify the case in a moment. She says, Ketubah ve'eni maget. She has a Ketubah. She doesn't have a get. She claims she lost it.
She's claiming she lost the get. He's claiming that, no, I paid. She used the get alone to collect from me. And the reason she doesn't have a get anymore because Bezdin took the get away from her that she shouldn't try and collect the second time.
So the word Ketubah there, the third word on the page, goes with the previous case or with the case we're discussing now?
I'm not with you. First narrow line?
No. In the Gemara itself. At the top of the page.
Suva is a new case.
So she has the Ketubah with her.
But no get. Suva made him a get.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Wumer Abed Shrevi, he says, no, I lost my receipt. So she already took out the get, the best. He says to her, say so the best, and you already took it out of the best. Vamart Abed Shark Subasi, you said in best, and I didn't have a super. I lost it. Bezdin allowed her to collect the ksuba with the get. The karu, and they destroyed the get. And I said, okay, that's very nice. She doesn't get anymore, but maybe she really has the ksuba. So I want a receipt. They wrote a shiver for me. I received a call of shiver because it breaks the power of the star. Alex Suba. Shim Totsi. Oi. Al-Yarshai, Shtar Ksuba, if she comes to collect with the Shtar Ksuba, it's why Ligma is Mikach Almonis, and she'll say, never was divorced, I'm a get. I'm an Almona. Lomer Loni Niskarashti, Loni Frati, if I wasn't divorced, I would say, well, I didn't collect yet. Yeah, Shabra Le'ed, the Shabra will prove it. But that's not so. But the Ovad Hemeni, I lost the Shaver. Hemel Chav Shaitzi Shtar Chav. Acher Shvi is after the Shemitah had passed. Venim a Prusbel without a Prusbel. Zermer has Hishmitasa Shvi is. The Chav was Nishmat during Shemitah. So Shemitah annulled the loan. Zermer Prusbel Hoyuli. I had a prusbel, which would then set it up in such a way that Shemitah will not affect it. But I lost the prusbel. They can't collect. We're worried about, in the case of the ksuba, that she collected already. And the term we're worried about the case of the chayiv, that there was no prusbel and the Shemitah had annulled the law. Shemilosim in a tzakana, shagazo evdikachavim alamitzus, while Yireim Lishmer Gitayin, They were careful. Once the goyim made the seira against the Jews keeping the mitzvahs, holding on to a get would be dangerous because they'd find that they had the get. They would prove that they're keeping Jewish customs. They would kill them. When she got it, when they would get it, they would destroy it. And the same thing with the principles. So she can collect. She can collect without the get, and the husband would need a shriver against it. The same with the balkoi, we can collect without the principle. Principle must have this get in the farish perikash hashleik get. Hill hiskin principle. Hill instituted a principle. Today, Shlomo Yitishama Shviyas, that Shviyas should not affect the loan. How does that work? Shemosha Shemosha of the Bezdin, the halacha is that a star which is in the hands of Bezdin, Shviyas does not affect. So the person gives over the authority to collect the Bezdin through the star. Shigvul, Kuminaloiva, Choyva, Kozman, Shispanu, and then they would have the right to allow him to, in their behalf, collect the chayv whenever he wants. The hashal akrinibay lo yigos, the iser of the Torah of collecting the chayv is lo yigos. You cannot approach him. Sheno toivoy klum. He's not asking for it. El bezin toivoy. Shefkerim hoye hefker beim yerdim lenachos. They have the power to take over the, make this as if they own the loan. And they don't have a limitation of Shemitah. And they're sending this individual to represent them, as it were, to allow them to collect. Okay.